You know, Pfizer is pushing the FDA to approve emergency use authorization for mRNA injections in children 5 years and younger. In fact, I think it has been approved in some countries. And I mean, it's already been approved for children 6 and older. But now, of course, Pfizer wants it to go into children 5 and under. And you might rationally ask, well, what's the deal? I mean, there's no risk of COVID in these children. I mean, almost no children in any of those age ranges have died from COVID. Of course, it's never been about COVID, as you know. It's always been about depopulation. And the goal of this, why do they inject children so young? Well, because they know through the biodistribution studies that the mRNA components, as well as the spike protein antigens, they circulate throughout the body, but they tend to collect on reproductive organs. They collect on the ovaries and in the testes, and they cause infertility. And in women of childbearing age, they cause spontaneous abortions. This shot, the so-called vaccine, it is simultaneously an abortion shot. It's a euthanasia shot. It's a lobotomy. It causes neurological damage and a dumbing down, which is why so many of the people who took the vaccine, so-called vaccine, are low IQ morons at this point. I mean, even if they weren't before, they've been dumbed down by the damage of the shot. And that's why they can't think rationally anymore. And then, of course, that causes them to take more shots because they're too stupid to know what's happening to them. And it's very sad. But they're going after the five-year-olds and the four-year-olds and so on because they don't want those children to ever have children themselves. And if they can, the globalists want to even kill off the children. This is all a planetary kill event, right? This is an extinction-level event that's being attempted to kill off all of humanity if they can. I don't think they're going to succeed, but that's their goal. And also to cause widespread infertility. And so injecting young children is, of course, part of that process to make sure they don't ever reproduce in the future. It's kind of like if you go to the dog pound, which I did, you know, a few months ago, and I adopted a puppy, and you'll notice that at the dog pound, they only adopt out puppies who have been made infertile, you know, spay or neutered, right? That's normal for a dog pound because they don't want those dogs to reproduce. So again, they won't let you adopt a dog that can have a litter, right? The same thing is happening with globalists, the way they treat humans like animals. They want the same thing. They don't want any child to grow up and be able to reproduce. And this is why also there's such a strong push for grooming and LGBT, transgenderism, pedophilia, but also the genital mutilation that goes along with the lunatic LGBT agenda. It's about making sure that today's young boys and girls literally do not have the tissues or hardware, you could say, remaining intact on their bodies to where they could reproduce one day. Because if you can convince a young girl, or let's say a young boy, if you can convince him that he's a girl through the grooming and the libtard lunatic teachers and school counselors and so on, and then you can take him to a surgeon who will maim that little boy and cut off his balls for money, this is what surgeons do now in America, then that boy is just like that dog at the dog pound who has been neutered. They cut off the balls of the dogs, too. That's exactly what they do. They cut their balls off. They're doing the same thing to human children to make sure they can never reproduce. So transgenderism, grooming, LGBT, it's all the same agenda. That's why the globalists 100% support transgenderism and LGBT, because they know it results in the extinction of the human race if it's carried to its logical extension, because two women can't have a baby. Two men can't have a baby, no matter how much they pound each other's rear ends. They still can't make a baby, it turns out. You got to have a man and a woman to get together to have what's called sexual reproduction, which is combining the DNA of the mother and the father to have viable offspring who themselves might be able to reproduce one day. So you have generation after generation after generation of a viable species, obviously. This is basic science. It's like high school science. But all these woke-tard leftists, they abandon that, or they just hate humanity or something. and they want to make sure that children no longer have reproductive organs. So you see, transgenderism, grooming, LGBT, vaccines, hormonal castration, chemical castration, it's all the same agenda, which is depopulation and the attempted extinction of the human race. It's all the same. And then you could add in on top of that kind of the other things like, you know, chemtrails and financial collapse and mass starvation, engineered food collapse, all these things also designed to cause mass starvation. For example, the engineered global food collapse that's taking place right now is really going to accomplish what the top Western scientists have been wanting to accomplish for Africa for decades, which is mass starvation and depopulation. See, if you don't, in the point of view of these Western scientists, remember, they've been pushing for infertility chemicals in the food supply since the 1970s. Remember, President Richard Nixon's science advisor, Lee Dubridge, was demanding infertility chemicals in food exports in the 1970s so that, you know, African nations wouldn't have children. But Nigeria is exploding in population, and the vaccines aren't really working in Nigeria because the Nigerian people are smarter than the American people when it comes to vaccines. The Nigerians are like, no, you're not going to jab us with these death shots, right? Whereas the dumb left-wing Americans just line up and like, whatever, man, just hit me with it. Because I'm a conformist. I'm an obedient sheeple. Inject me over and over, please. But the Nigerians have wised up to that, and they're saying no. So the globalists have figured out they can't kill African nations with vaccines. And they also can't kill off many of the Indians in India. I don't mean Native Americans. I mean Indians. So that's what the starvation is all about. Because the food scarcity kills people in India, and it kills people in Nigeria and all over Africa and some parts of the Middle East as well. You know, starvation is really more of a selective weapon. Starvation won't devastate first world nations. You know, it's not going to reduce America's population by 90%, but starvation could absolutely reduce the population of certain African nations by 50 to 90%, depending on, you know, how long it lasts and how severe it gets and so on. But first world nations they will tend to be able to buy themselves out of the starvation by just paying more for food. Whereas in Africa, they can't pay more for food. Like, they're at their limit. They don't have enough wealth across the population to pay double or triple for food. They can't even pay really a 20% increase in food. So the fact that rice and wheat right now and sunflower oil and corn and soy and all kinds of other things are now going up so drastically in price means that the depopulation agenda of the Western globalists is working exactly as they had planned. But you notice they don't push transgenderism and child mutilations in the Middle East, do they? You can't push that stuff in you know, Lebanon and Libya and even Pakistan and so on. No, it's going to get rejected. They push that stuff in the West, where the culture has become a bunch of lunatic, crazy, nut job, whack people. I mean, who just, they want to mutilate children because they're all freaking demonic psychos. So that's why there's a different strategy in the West. There's mutilate all the children. But in the Middle East, it's starve everybody, you see. In the West, it's vaccinate all the children. In Africa, it's just famine, widespread hunger, mass starvation. So the globalists pick their weapons based on what they think they can get away with in the different regions. And by the time we're done with this, by the time humanity wakes up and recovers and rebuilds, and that's, I mean, transgenderism is going to be outlawed, I mean, of children. You know, the surgeons will be arrested, as they should be. And, you know, the food will come back as very abundant one day. But in order to make all that happen, there's going to have to be a mass awakening and mass death, sadly, that the globalists are carrying out across the planet. So we're going to see probably 2 to 4 billion human beings dead before 2030. So half the world's population will be exterminated, and there's very little we can do to stop that. All we can do is recover on the other side, rebuild, and make sure that this never happens again. In other words, we need to defeat evil, dismantle evil, take down the globalists, take down the rigged fake governments like the Biden regime, and instill liberty and human rights for the entire world from this day forward. That's the answer. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.